Hey, PFF listeners, you can find us every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What's up, boys and girls? Welcome to the BFF's YouTube channel. Make sure you guys tap the bell, subscribe, like the video, and comment down below.
All right, BFFs, special guest Gabby Hanna. Welcome, Gabby.
Whoop, whoop.
I can't tell you how ecstatic I am to be here and also how grateful I am to be here. This is very fucking cool to me. I'm stoked on life.
Hell yeah.
You look like a rock star.
Oh, thank you.
Like the glasses. The glasses definitely give a little
glasses,
rock star.
The bandana. The shirt, the jewelry, yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I made this last night just for you guys.
You made the shirt.
Yeah, dude. I love making shit.
Okay. What's it say on it?
The front says drama follows me. On the back, it says show me how good it can get.
Oh. Drama all right. Well, we'll show you how good the drama is on BFFs.
Yeah. And drama I mean, pod. Yeah. And well, sort of. So do it sometimes. Not intentionally necessarily, but that's a good way to start, I guess, because drama does kind of follow you, right?
Not so much. And not in my real life.
Wait a minute. What's your real life? This.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I just like to, I don't know. I kind of just like hang out with people and like make shit and smoke and listen to music and go to live shows. And that's pretty much it.
Okay. So that doesn't sound like as much drama. So were you a drama queen in your prior life then?
I don't know. I guess I'd have to say that drama definitely follows me, which I think that I'm a lightning rod for energy, positive and negative. And where there's positive, there's going to be negative. And I had to really learn how to, I guess, cope and understand other people. I realized that I don't understand people and social interactions as well as I thought I did.
Okay.
So yeah, just about growing up, I guess. And it's mostly, I'd say, I've always been very bad at ignoring drama. And I've gotten very good at ignoring drama.
Like the little things that you see online and everything like that. That's what you're talking about? Or even like the big shit?
Yeah, I think it's just like I came up doing something very differently at a very different age than who I am now. So I came up kind of sharing my life and my experiences and getting really personal with people. So I felt like people, or maybe people felt like they could get really personal with me or that they knew me in that way. And then it was kind of a hard way to, it was hard for me to find discernment of like what is worth my energy and how do I really kind of take a step out of, okay, I used to do this internet thing, but like I'm an artist, I'm a musician, I'm a painter, right. I'm a designer. Like I don't, yeah. So, I just don't care about it.
Yeah. And you got your break on Vine. You're actually unusual in terms of, I feel like a lot of the guests that we've had on the show so far, in that you're a little bit closer to me than you are to like Josh and Bree in age. So for when you say like you're excited to come on BFFs, what world are you in? Like, were you aware of like the TikTok world and the Sway Boys and Josh and all that?
I'm pretty tapped out of that. I think that you obviously have so much respect for you guys. I think you're awesome. And I love the show. But I've obviously known of Barstool for fucking ages. And I think that your whole attitude and energy is cool. You actually, and dude, I gotta tell you something. So you inspired me in a way that I guess could be perceived as negative or positive. I think it was a really good experience for me in terms of like moving on and growth and kind of finding myself and my strength again. The way that you have those champagne bottles with your enemy's name on them, that kind of pushed me into my villain era.
so I inspired you to hate.
It wasn't for me though. I realized quickly that it wasn't for me. It also wasn't perceived the same on me, I believe, as a woman as it is a man. And that's honestly just like the truth of it is like when a man's like really going after people and shit, people are like, fuck yeah, that's hilarious. But if I'm to do that, it's like, what a bitch, she's a drama queen. So
they didn't like you going after people?
They didn't like me standing up for myself.
How were you standing up for yourself?
Against
who? I just got just kind of like internet tabloids and shit. I got really wrapped up in paying attention to what people were saying. And I think that, you know, people who would normally get 10 to 20,000 views were all of a sudden hitting 2, 3, 5, 6 million on it with my name. Like it just became a game to people. Well, it became a business to people to really just say whatever the fuck they wanted. And then it just got to a point where there was so much of it that I was like, am I just going to let people keep fucking steamrolling me? So I stood up for myself. I kind of knew in my heart that it was going to be a really traumatic year for me to kind of scatter the roaches and see who's got my back, who's really here for me. I need to fucking let people know that I will speak up for myself for the first time, because for years people are like, ignore it. And it's like, damn, how much can I ignore? How long do I have to ignore this before I get to fucking say my piece? And I was watching these insanely talented, beautiful, successful women like Britney Spears, Meghan Markle, fucking even Bad Baby fucking took too much heat for like being a kid. And I'm like, holy shit, like I'm sitting here saying I wish all these women would stand up for themselves and speak their fucking mind and talk their shit. And I'm not doing it myself. Like, I need to be who I want to be. Like, I can't inspire women to stand up for themselves and I'm not going to fucking do it. So I did it, and it was dramatic and it was hard. And now I'm a much happier person for it.
Can I just ask you one thing? Because yeah, I'm not intimately familiar, but like, Bad Baby got a bad rap. That's the one who went on OnlyFans and made like a trillion dollars.
Yeah, she made like 52 mil this year.
What'd she get a bad rap for? She seems like a lunatic crazy person.
Let me talk about fucking Bad Baby. That little girl went on, no, she went on Dr. Phil when she was 13 motherfucking years old, acting exactly like her mom, fucking being, oh, her mom's literally in the fucking video. We all saw it. We chose to see. What we wanted to see, though, was this little arrogant little brat, because she's like, cash me outside, how about that? But what we're seeing is a little girl who's in an abusive household. Her dad left when she was young. She's now on a stage, fucking the entire crowd, attacking her. She's 13 fucking years old. She's living the example that she's learned, which was her from her mom saying she's going to fucking throw a shoe at her. Like, we saw that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so we saw a little girl who was a victim of abuse and then was sent to a very abusive ranch where she experienced a lot of abuse with other kids who were experiencing abuse at the hands of Dr. Phil and his fucking foundation. And she's acting, and she just turned fucking 18. And we're all chastising this girl. We're all fucking harassing her daily online because it's funny. It's funny to make fun of a 13-year-old girl. No, dude, let's fucking teach that girl. Let's show her some love. Or if she's not acting right, let's not give her the right attention, but to like fucking ingrain in her in these most formative years of her life that the example that she was set, you know how fucking confusing that is to be raised a certain way and only know an example of the way you were raised. And then the entire fucking world tells you that you're a batshit crazy evil person. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
I agree with everything you said. I don't know how you avoid that cycle. Like, I mean, it is Dr. Phil or whatever she was on, and she is making all these videos. It's like, that's the world we live in, the internet. Everything you said sounds logical and correct, but then I know myself, I just come across that video, I'm not necessarily pausing to be like, well, what's happening? I'm just seeing this video and be like, this girl, crazy. Like,
You're probably not going to watch the video and then be like, I wonder what their home life is like.
Correct. Well, and then she's kind of rewarded for it. Like, now she's rich and famous, so she's like, maybe it was a good thing. It's just a weird cycle.
100%. Yeah. It's just like, it's what you said about stopping and pausing. It's just like, we as, you know, just people, human beings in general, it's headlines. When we start to look at people as headlines, then we stop looking at who they are as people, where they came from, what their perspective may be. Because everybody needs to realize, like, our brains, our persons, our reality are literally completely different than every single person on the planet. So you can't just expect somebody to act the way you are because they're not you.
Did you literally go as far to get the champagne bottles?
I didn't. No. But it was inspiring just to like the way you set your target.
Do you have like a hate shrine at least or something?
Absolutely not.
Nah?
No, I don't give any energy to it. I kind of like... I spent a long time for myself kind of piecing together. I mean, I was being gaslighted literally publicly for years by so many different people telling me I said or did things or was somebody I wasn't. So I just needed for myself to literally research my life for the last like 7 years, make sure I'm not crazy, make sure I knew that these people were lying about the things they said I did or they didn't do or whatever. And then once I did it for myself, I realized that I really didn't need to make it public. So I did half of it public.
What half did you do public? Who, like, so basically this is all Vlog Squad stuff. Is this like Trish Paytas stuff we're talking about right now or no?
Oh, dude, there is an infinite number of infinitely cooler shit to talk about, and I would love to.
Like what?
Dude, let's talk about like this. We got Bree, we got Josh, we got you. This
we're
like,
always here.
We are
but I'm not, so I'm fucking excited to
be here. Well, that's why I asked. What? I mean, we are... How would I phrase this? I wouldn't say we're like the most intellectually challenging show. I mean, we delve into people that are in the news
totally.
And talk about subjects and what's going on in the world a lot of times with the subjects themselves. But if you were to be like, well, I want to talk about this. I mean, what
Fuck
do you want
yeah.
to talk about? What
so,
your questions for us? We'll answer them.
Actually,
I'll answer questions.
I really want to, I want to manifest something right now. And okay. I'd like you guys to be a part of it.
Okay.
So I've been working on a project for a while. It's called the Fuck Money Fund. And I really want to pull the trigger on it. And I have this concept that has really kind of pushed me through this last year of wanting to just make a real impact and make some real change and get some real money into the hands of the people who deserve it. I feel like the only thing that I have to really offer this world is, you know, the skills and gifts that I was given by God, which I believe are, you know, design and music. And I'm still going to continue to learn and grow and hopefully work with the right people. But I really want to collaborate with people on projects where I do not want to profit a dollar on anybody's name. So this is out to you guys. This is to anybody who might be listening. If there's any artists or creators who I can collaborate on a piece with, I will have it sustainably made. I will handle all of that with my design company. I will never profit a penny. We will choose an organization together that the money will go to in perpetuity. So that's something I'd love to talk about, is like just kind of the changes that we can actually make in the world. And we can be silly and goofy too, but I just wanted to make sure that in this hour show that I at least kind of put that out in the universe, that I'd really love to collaborate with.
So I mean, I don't even know how to describe your, all over the place. Like that's a super like noble, worthy cause. You're so
Brianna, you got a good singing voice or what?
I don't
even. Absolutely not.
First of all, I'll be very clear. I'm all for charity and we do a lot of it. I'm also still very much in I got to make money business. Like, so, you know, I'm still doing there. I'm not, you seem like you're in change the world mode.
Yeah, 100%. Save the world or die trying, dude. So what I would love to do for you, if you're down, we can talk about it later, no pressure right now, but I would love to design just like a shirt or something to sell, and then you can profit all of it. But all of my cut from that design, I'll just put directly back into the world.
Oh, I don't care. That's simple. If you do a cool design, we can do like, we can certainly donate that
Fuck
to charity.
Yeah. That's what's up.
I mean,
that's what's up.
So like when you said you made that shirt, what would you make for me? I'm kind of, it's a tough thing because I'm old, so I can't get away with a lot of really like Josh type shirts.
Oh, okay. Like the bleach? You don't like the bleach stain? That's what it is, right? That's
yeah.
like a bleach.
I couldn't wear a shirt like she's wearing right now. No, I could not.
All right, I'll tailor it to your style. We'll just have to like talk about it, or I'll like get a look of like what you actually like to wear and figure out.
I wear a lot of solid colors.
He is a solid color guy.
You got logos, though.
Yeah.
You like the vintage tees?
I do. I'm kind of getting into those, but those are more for like video style type stuff.
He does he does try on hauls now.
Yeah. Fuck
yeah.
Yeah. That's I go to vintage too. Stores. So when did this change? Like, when did all of this, I'm going to save the world stuff, when did you're saying over the last year?
Yeah, when did you go in Gandhi mode?
When I started YouTube and shit, that was always kind of my mission. I always told myself, I got to get myself good, I got to get my family good, and then I'm going to get the world good. And then I feel like when I bought my house, that was the thing in my brain that I was like, okay, once I kind of feel really settled and I know that I can pay my mortgage every month, and if I have a couple bad months or a bad year, I'm not going to lose it. That was always kind of my benchmark. And then I felt like as soon as I got into my house, that's when things started getting really chaotic. And I think a lot of that had to do with my own anxious energy of fearing losing it or feeling maybe like I didn't deserve it. And then things just got really messy in life because I really lost my focus and my purpose. But as I recentered it, hold on, my mouth is so fucking dry.
What is that? Coffee? Iced tea?
No, it's just water.
It's just like a gallon.
Oh, you gotta stay hydrated, dude.
Yeah.
It's colored on the outside.
Yeah, a little black to white.
Yeah.
Ombre.
Nah, it's just water though. So last summer I was like feeling very alone as fuck. I'm not going to get too heavy. Don't worry. But I was at
You've
sort of
already
place.
Sort of gotten heavy.
I was going to say, we've kind of already,
yeah,
we've already reached that.
Hot. Yeah.
Am I like, ruining the vibe of the gossip, show?
No, this is the best vibe. All vibes are good vibes.
It's here. Like, okay, what do you think of Dobrik? What do you think of Wittick? You're like, I don't want to talk about them. I'm just trying to save the world.
Save the earth.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Why put energy into dumb shit? So I was last year pretty rock bottom. I was kind of going through some shit. I was feeling very alone. A lot of friends had dogged me. I just gotten out of a relationship with somebody who was living with me. So kind of by default, lost a lot of those friends as well. I was also not posting online at all, which was always sort of my place where I existed when I felt like I didn't exist. And it felt like in the pandemic when everybody was sort of turning to social media to, you know, kind of find social interaction, I was like being attacked on TikTok every day. And I'm sensitive. I'm a sensitive ass fucking bitch. And I just really couldn't handle it. So I just really didn't exist. I was like waking up every day in my house alone, going to bed every day alone, like creating content kind of, but for what? Because I didn't want to be seen or looked at by people. And I was just sitting there like, finally, damn, man, like what? There's always this thing like when you're feeling really suicidal, right? That's like, it's going to get better. And that is such a hard fucking fact. But for the first time in my life, I was like, for what though? Like, what am I really waiting for it to get better though? To like live in a world where shit's just fucked up and nothing is fair or kind or equal and there's people suffering. I can't do anything about that. Why do I want to keep living in this world? I've seen the ugliest sides of fucking humanity. And then something in my head just fucking clicked where I was like, all right, I could just kind of give up and wither away, or I can spend every single fucking day trying to make the change that I want to see. And if not, then I've died living every single day trying to be the best version of myself and leave the world a better place than I found it. So I don't know. I think I just, it's always been there, but so I kind of got lost.
As long as we're not going to get deep, I keep this super lighthearted.
Yeah. Well, that was the most deep, not deep talk I've ever heard.
For Dave, well, you probably don't know, but she like, I feel like every once in a while, the internet picks someone that they're just going to destroy. And you were like enemy number one. It was like really bad. The whole internet was against her. Like every video that you saw, it was bad. Like you were severely getting bullied on the internet. So I think that.
Why?
I don't know.
It was like people like would pick, they would, I mean, you could attest that you're a drama queen. You said it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like you make dramatic videos. People would take it out of context, clip them. In a sense, I feel like, are you self-aware? Like you kind of knew what you were doing when you were kind of making a crazy video when you knew it was going to pop off? Or were you just like, I like this, I'm posting it?
I think that that got to, there's like so much of a timeline of where people started seeing that. That was when I was like really already 2 years in of like
going
constant harassment and abuse.
Yeah.
Really. And like gaslighting and like truly believing that I said or did things that I did not do. And like it was a total act of desperation, to be honest. And in my defense, it fucking worked. Like they backed the fuck off. Did. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like we're talking a little bit in code. Like, what worked?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What was this thing that you guys are talking about that you did? What you did that back?
No, I just, people were just attacking everything I did is the thing.
But what was the move that made them back off?
I just started exposing some facts about the people who were trying to paint me as somebody I wasn't. But to be honest, I'm sorry that this is like, I know that you probably wanted to talk about some of this shit, but I have like been healing from this for like a year, and I just don't really want to dive back into it too much.
That's fine. So what, when you say you have this grand vision, are there any charities in particular or causes that you're partial to?
So I want to create my own fund called the Fuck Money Fund. And this is, I can't commit to it right now, but this is kind of my long-term goal that hopefully will be a short-term goal if everything goes according to my wildest, you know, dreams and plans. I want to just donate 50% of everything I make forever in perpetuity, like after my death, to the Fuck Money Fund, which is something that I'm creating to just sort of have this bank of money to do whatever the fuck I want with. So like if I make $10 million, $5 million of that goes into Fuck Money. I can like build a shelter if I want. I can like really feed people. If I make $1 billion, $500 million is going straight into Fuck Money. So, you know, my things that I have, like my books and my music and things that will constantly be getting royalties for the rest of eternity, NFTs in the future, like, for sure, those projects. Every time you sell an NFT, the original creator gets a percentage of the sale. Imagine 500 years from now, one of my NFTs going for $20 billion and the Fuck Money Fund gets $10 billion of that. That's what I want.
You wouldn't know, though. You'd be dead.
You would be super dead at that point.
Yeah,
20 sales later.
Who cares, though?
I guess that's true.
Be her legacy.
It's a little Van Gogh. You know what I mean, Dave? It's a little cut off the ear, and then you got to remember for it like a long time later.
It's sad why he cut off his ear, though.
It is or it isn't?
No, it's not. I think he was just kind of crazy. But You get my
I have no idea. This story's like
Van Gogh has a really very sad story. You didn't know Van Gogh cut off his ear?
I want to say I did because I feel like I'm going to get a dirty look, but no, I really didn't know. Tyson's ear, but I mean, Tyson bit Holyfield.
Close.
Yeah.
No, so Van Gogh actually, he had like a pretty troubled life. His only friend was his brother. And he was one of the greatest painters in the world. He never sold a painting while he was alive. And now he's one of the most famous painters in the world. He has immersive experiences.
That's another guy, though. He doesn't know it.
That's what that's why I put the relation. That's why I put
I'd rather sell one while I was alive than be the most famous. Like, damn, I sold that for $1 million rather than be like famous when I'm dead.
I guess that's true. Because then you would never know.
I'm opposite of that, man. It's all about the legacy.
You want to be famous when you're dead.
No, it's not about fame. It's just about, it makes life a lot more enjoyable and less stressful knowing, like Edgar Allan Poe died a poor alcoholic too. Like, you know what I mean? Right. You can work every single day creating.
He was a pretty depressed, miserable dude, wasn't he?
He was.
I can't believe we're talking about this.
It's like, crazy.
It's dark as deep.
Let's talk about something else. I'm sorry, dude.
No, it's good.
No, we'll get into the headlines. You're welcome to start. We got some interesting ones to get into.
Oh, but cool.
These are going to be, I'm going to give you a warning off the bat. This is not going to be the toughest type of stuff you want to talk about based on everything you said.
Oh, cool.
So
I'll answer what I want. Drama. Yeah, okay. It's all good.
But it won't be
all
about you. So
it's mainly
opinion.
About, yeah. I feel yeah. like sure. it's mainly about to be about me though.
Well, we are yeah. going to start with a Jaden Nessa update timeline. Nice. Let's nice. Just start right off the bat. Are you guys like flirting, Josh? Again,
who's you? Guys?
You and Nessa.
No, come on.
Oh, but you are. On.
What do you mean we're flirting?
You're feeding into this a little bit.
You're commenting on each other's TikToks or something.
I haven't commented on anything.
But you're liking old fan edits.
No,
that wasn't you.
Is that on the sheet?
Yeah, that's on the sheet.
So you guys are. So this is just we know what we're walking into.
Wait, catch me up.
No, let's keep walking real quick.
Gabby, so when we started this show, Josh dated a girl named Nessa. Nessa came on the show a couple times. They're all lovey-dovey. Nessa really soft-spoken.
Yeah. Where was Nessa? Word.
Hi, I'm Nessa. Like, ooh, it
kinda,
cutie.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like that.
Three or four weeks into the show launching, Nessa was found out that she was cheating on Josh with Josh's basically best friend, Jaden. They started dating. It became a big thing.
Wait, this is real?
This is real. Yeah, we're not making it up. Mm-hmm. It's real life.
So this is somebody who cheated on you?
Yes.
Whoa.
With one of his best friends.
Roommate.
I went
Wait, but
nuclear.
Now you're flirting again?
Well, no. That's just what Dave's trying to put on to me right now.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we have this little game we have, this little push and pull.
Wait, where's your head at and heart at?
It's he was heartbroken at the time, but he's over it now.
Oh my god, I was so heartbroken at the time, but now I'm very over it.
He has a new girl now.
Yeah.
Which she can't be happy that he's liking Nessa's shit. They're playing footsie again after we went nuclear. I went nuclear, like, and I just went nuclear. I react. I go nuclear. That's what I do.
Explosions.
But now they're playing footsies again. So
you have a new girl?
Well, no, this is gonna be such a fucking mess. This is gonna be awful. Okay, so I hear Bree laughing. I fucking hate it. Essentially, like, you know, I was hanging out with this one girl named Mia recently. Shout out Mia, love hanging out with her. And then
when you say hanging out,
like we went to like Stagecoach together, and then And then
okay, cool.
No, that's not true. Actually, that is not true. Me and Mia have not fucked. That is not true.
Okay cool.
But then went to Stagecoach, went and like hung out like at a Kings game the other day and shit like that. And then all this like Nessa and Jaden shit came out at like the exact same
Wait,
time.
Who's Jaden?
So just terrible timing.
That's the roommate, best friend who stole her.
Yes. Are you not friends anymore?
No. Fuck that guy.
Bad vibes.
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't like that guy.
So is Mia upset about all this stuff coming out? Is she taking a step back, Josh?
She has to be.
I don't know. We haven't really talked about it.
Nah,
I feel like we don't really talk about it.
I mean, being a rational thinking human, I would have to think she don't love it.
Yeah,
I mean, I would assume it's probably not like.
Do you want to? Okay. Do you want to date her?
Great question.
I don't know. My mind is a complex thing to crack.
Who are we talking about, Gabby?
I think
we're talking about Mia, right?
We're talking about Mia.
Okay.
Yeah, Mia. Who's Mia? What's her last name?
Mastrov.
Does she do TikTok?
She doesn't really do TikTok. She's like a basketball player.
Fucking tight. Yes. That is really fucking cool.
Yeah, she plays at Berkeley.
Go after that. That's fucking awesome. And she's like dude. Mm-hmm.
Team. Yeah, she's very pretty.
Team Mia.
Bree, do you think Nessa and Josh are going to like reunite? Because I do.
I mean, Josh liking these videos, it's like we're teetering into it.
I don't know like how much that was just, like on purpose. But
what do you
one
mean?
One is an accident. Two is not an accident.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I liked two videos. Did I? Like, yes, I know did. There was the one that I remember I like clicked like, and then I was like, oh, that's stupid. I got to unlike it.
And I was getting, I was getting a lot of DMs. Yeah, I was getting DMs be like, you got to address this. There's so much drama everywhere. It's like,
Wait, why are you doing that?
Well, I mean, like,
good question, Gabby.
Why are you doing that? Just to answer that question.
I guess maybe just like feed into it a little bit. It's kind of like funny, but like,
oh, not if you got like that, a good like, girl, dude.
Good point, Gabby.
No way, dude. Don't fuck that up. Don't
Thanks, guys.
I'm the drama queen. Come on. You're stirring up drama.
Oh, yeah, this is what I do. This is what I do.
King drama.
I'm very open. I'm very open about this. This is like my thing.
Fair. But now there's another person involved. So I'm Team Mia, but that's just my opinion.
But,
I really
but apparently they're not a thing yet. So who knows? It's good for the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. I think we got to get Nessa on. I think that's the only possible answer. She can,
would she come on?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. I mean, I'd be down to have her on.
If she came on, I would be the most stunned guy in the room.
You never know.
Why would you be stunned?
She'd come on.
She
100%.
Posted screenshots, like kind of outing Jaden a little bit, text receipts. She followed me. She wants to come on.
She wants to come on. Send her an email today.
She followed Bree. Yeah.
Yeah. Should I DM her? She DM'd me
too. Yeah.
Right now.
She DM'd you?
She DM'd me. Yeah.
What'd she say?
Let's see.
Wait, right. What'd she say?
She said, Nessa DM'd me and said, I love you, all capitals.
What?
What should I say? Should I ask her to come on the show or should I just say I love you too? I can't say I love you too.
Were liking her.
You're the one that like initiated the beginning of this, Brianna, with the little like, oh, she's so hot. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, she's a hottie.
Ask
Wait,
her
can we
to
have
come on.
Can we have your girl?
I think I love you
can we have
too
Mia
first.
On too?
Just,
okay.
I don't know.
I said we it's my
on.
Show now.
I don't know if we want to bring on Mia. I feel like that's a bad idea.
Yeah, not Mia.
That's a terrible
idea. Nessa's already in this world. Okay, I'll ask
her
to come
world.
On.
What a world.
It's crazy world.
Little Nessa.
Word.
Little Nessa.
I mean, she was so soft and timid. It was crazy. And then hearts ripped out. What a world.
Yeah,
what a fucking world.
Fucking, you know what I mean? Knife and twist it.
I'm off everything. I went nuclear. I was so new to the world. Fine, let's get her on. That would be a fucking monster show.
Yeah, it would.
Monster.
She's coming on. Manifest that because that's actually so
likely. I don't
think
she is, but I could be wrong.
What do you mean?
She's
literally flirting with everybody on the show.
She has not mentioned.
She has nothing to lose coming on. You're not going to. Nah. If she comes on, Dave, you wouldn't rip her apart, right?
No.
Exactly.
No, I don't think anyone's going to say mean things. No.
Yeah.
It's been a year.
Just come on and talk it out.
Dave doesn't hate anybody. What are you talking about?
I hate. I do hate people, but it's like.
Who do you hate?
It would be like an intervention.
Who do I hate? Who don't I hate? If you go to my Twitter, pinned to my profile is my current hate list. At the end of every month, I update it with new people I hate.
Okay, cool.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Cool.
You know how you're like, I'm over the bad energy? It's like my fuel. It's like,
I have a question.
Okay.
Truly. Okay. So we obviously live a little different, right? But like, are you happy?
Yeah. To a degree. Yeah.
Okay. What are you happy about? What are you unhappy about? I'm just curious because you like really fucking commit to it and I literally couldn't handle it at all. So I want to hear what it's like handling it.
So that's not like a shtick by me. That's been my personality. And where are you? You're from Pennsylvania. So like, I do feel like I have kind of an East Coast persona, like a Boston, New York, Philly kind of like fuck you type vibe. So, you know, when I say hate, it may not mean like some people are like, oh, you should never hate and things like that. But it's always been that way. I don't know. I'm happy with my life. So like I started, you know, I built Barstool over the course of 20 years. Before that, I had 9 to 5 that I didn't really care for about 7. And I worked my ass off and I've been very lucky with Barstool. So I get to enjoy things in life I never dreamed I'd ever be.
Yeah.
So overall, pretty happy. Good relationships. So, but I'll always be a hater. that's just kind of in my DNA.
Are you a fair hater? I have to be honest. I've known who you are forever. It was actually my ex at the time who like would tell me like bits and pieces of you. I couldn't consume media for a long time. So,
am I a fair hater?
Are you a fair hater? Yes. I would say I want to know your context.
I think he's a fair hater.
I would say you're hated by me, you most definitely deserved it. And it's very rarely out of the blue. I can be, I guess, controversial and not, unfortunately, in a way that I would say is like what we're talking about lately, mm-hmm. at least. It's like real shit. And there's people who really, really hate me. And they say, you want to talk about making things up about somebody. There are articles, if I read them about myself, I hate myself. It's like, but I'm not that person. And I'm confident in who I am. But it's just a part of my world. It's part of the chaos. And it's been like that before I started Barstool. I'm sarcastic. Sometimes maybe things I get taken out. But yeah, no, I'm a combative, prickly person.
But you always say you like people that like you and are nice to you. You're nice to them.
Yeah. I'm very loyal. Yeah. Very loyal, quick. Somebody in my circle is wrong, then you might as well have wronged me, is how I look at it.
Yeah.
Which can be good and bad. So anyways, well, let's get Ness on. That would be something.
That would be something.
Josh, have you talked to Nessa at all?
Nah.
Do you like talking about it?
I feel like you're bound to bump into each other one day.
I don't mind talking about it at all. I mean, like, it's just, it's just crazy timing for this situation to happen.
Why is it crazy timing?
It was just like the worst timing, I feel like, ever. Of course it happened. Because like, there was like the posting of Mia and shit. So I just feel really bad for that situation and everything.
Who posted Mia?
Well, I posted Mia, but I like was hanging out with her. And then this stuff all happens. And then it's just like this like
crossover. So do you and her have tension now?
No, I don't think so. But this episode hasn't fucking aired yet. So
you can't control it. It wasn't your fault that the Nessa and Jaden shit happened.
And then it's like, you know, shit's coming all up. And it's like, you know, like there's some stuff that's like, those are good memories there. You know what I mean? In a way with Nessa and stuff. So it's like.
But has your new girl seen like you liking?
I have no idea. I just feel like I'm liking a million things.
Let me tell you this, Josh. Don't give a fuck. Josh, don't give a fuck. You guys will probably be making TikToks after the thing's over. The way this thing goes, Josh, don't give a fuck. He just does his own thing. But
that's cool.
I do think
you really can do whatever you want in life. It's crazy. Yeah, I figured it out. I cracked the code.
All right. So what do we got on this next? There's the Nessa. They've broken up. Josh being back in the mix. We got Josh
LeBron down 3-1, still up, still wins.
Josh makes a TikTok on his burner with the same song as Nessa landed TikTok and likes a comment about it. What's that all?
Okay, so this comment actually totally misunderstood. I thought they were talking about kind of funny. I thought they were talking about like, because I was going to the hockey game with Mia, and we made that video. I made that video like right after I went to the game with Mia. And then they were like, you know who else used this audio? And we were like looking through the comments together, me and Mia. And I was like, ha. And I liked it because I thought they were saying she used it. So I was like, oh, that's funny.
Oh, you thought they were talking about Mia, but they were talking about Nessa.
Total miss. Yeah. That one was like a total miss.
I mean, we've already talked about most of this. Clearly, you guys are like flirting online. That's kind of beyond dispute.
Brie, what's your life like?
I'm just chilling.
She's no saint.
She is no saint, that's for sure.
Didn't say I was. Right. I'm just chilling. But cool. I do it. I don't date public figures. I'm smart. No face, no case.
Yeah, she's way smarter than me.
I just do it offline. So that way it doesn't get involved in all of this shit.
Cool. So much smarter than I am.
Yeah.
I'm just looking. There's more. Lauren Gray claims she didn't know Jaden, but then seen as his concert this week. Does that matter? What are we looking into?
I don't think so.
What are we trying to find? We got Josie Canseco has unequivocally denied that she's ever done anything with Jaden. Those rumors, she's like, that's just absolutely false. No truth to it. Mm-hmm. I do believe.
Wait,
her.
Who's Jaden? Your ex-friend?
Yes.
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah.
Cool. What's he do?
He's a rock star. Wannabe rock star. Sorry, Josh.
Yeah.
Brie just really let us know how she feels.
So am I missing anything in any of this drama?
I don't think so. I think it's just like Josie keeps commenting everywhere she didn't. Then people keep saying she did and they saw it. And then Landon DMing fans saying Jaden and Josie did everyone dirty. And then pretty sure that's it.
Yeah, I guess we'll really never know unless Nessa comes on and speaks her truth.
I mean, the Nessa stories are interesting of her posting those right after Josie said this stuff, which makes me think that she's got something to say.
Who? Nessa?
Yeah.
She did a little post and delete, right?
Yeah, she reposted with the date. Like, everyone was like, oh, maybe that's not actually Jaden text. Then she reposted it with the screenshot showing the date.
So she let people know, like, no, it is.
Yeah, she said fact check.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I
wait, Nessa did that?
Yeah, she exposed.
So like, she's, like, little... actively engaging.
Well, she was like, that people were like, oh, why'd they break, like, and like all this shit. And then she was like, well, here's why we broke up. Jaden cheated on me.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's karma.
That's what the people have been saying.
It's a lot.
That's the whispers in the world. The whispers in the world.
Karma is so fucking direct, dude. That is perfect.
So Josie commented on our TikTok denying it, denying the theory. She also did reach out. She's like, it's just totally false. Like, I'm getting hate. There's no truth to that. So I do believe her. I don't think she'd lie like that. But who knows? More important to me is getting Nessa on this podcast.
Me too.
Mm.
That would be amazing.
Great idea.
Dude, it's already yours. Like, Nessa Barrett is coming on this podcast.
Yeah, we need hers from you. You're the manifest queen. Can you help us manifest this?
It's already here. She DM'd you and said she loves you. Like, what do you mean? Literally just ask her to come on.
The DeMellos did that too, and then they were no show.
Yeah, exactly. They're all like sneaky silent.
Well, she's like famous,
behind
right?
the scenes.
Ooh, and Addison Rae says she loves me, but won't come on either. So, I mean, love doesn't always mean you come on.
Yeah,
Nessa will come on.
You're one of the first guests that was very, very excited to come on. People are usually nervous to come on.
Love doesn't always prevail.
Oh, really, man?
Love does not always prevail. It's crazy. Oh.
All right, guys, quick commercial break for a new dating app. And this is different from any dating app ever, really. It's called Spark. And it's different because instead of swiping one by one, whereas on other dating apps, you get one person, you get a click if you want to choose them, or if you don't want to, you get a bunch of profiles at the same time. So you get to pick who stands out, like, in real life. Like, say you're walking into a bar, you see six guys, you see six girls, you're like, who stands out to me? It's like that, but on a dating app. So it recreates the feeling of walking into a party and seeing who catches your eye. I think every dating app should do this, and it shows you the people closest to you. So say you open it up at a bar and the people you see on the grid are probably at the bar too, and you know who's single. So you see them at the bar, you see them on the app, then you can choose them. And you can spend less time on apps and more time on dates, because likes expire after 24 hours. So you don't wait around for weeks wondering if someone's going to answer you. It's only 24 hours. If they like you, they're going to have to reach out. You're going to have to reach out. Someone's going to have to message someone. And it only shows active profiles. So say you really like someone and you click them. It's only active profiles. So you're not going to get anyone that's just not on the app anymore. I think everyone should try this out. If you're tired of swiping and want to meet cool people in your area, go to the App Store, download Spark, or click the link in the description. Maybe you'll see one of us on there. Go check out Spark. Let's get back to the show.
Olivia Rodrigo is spotted with Sabrina Carpenter. Again, Olivia Rodrigo is spotted talking to Sabrina Carpenter in the background of a picture photograph for Vogue magazine at a Met Gala party. This is a big deal because Olivia's hit song Driver License is written about Sabrina dating Olivia's ex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That song, by the way, is awesome.
Great song.
Sabrina also wrote an unconfirmed rebuttal song called Skin that released a few weeks later after Driver's License. Neither Sabrina nor Olivia date the man the song was written about now. So we just think that they're making up.
Yeah. It seems like the world is healing in like every sense.
It's just a healing month, I guess.
Yeah.
People just all be healing up.
Yeah.
What?
You can't hate Sabrina Carpenter because she made that song about her and made her famous.
This next headline I haven't seen before, and I like kind of took my breath away. There's a Jenna Marbles talk show coming out. Doximamo posted saying Jenna Marbles is one of the names being thrown around to take over James Corden's late night show.
I mean, that would be amazing.
That'd be crazy.
How do you feel about that, Dave?
Do you know who she is?
Absolutely, of course.
Do you know?
I know who she is in relation to you as well. Yeah.
Yeah. So I used to not like her. But that's someone who kind of went from, so it was asked earlier, has anyone ever been dead to me and come back from the dead? Marbles has. I've known a lot of times passed on that. And we've spoken after the fact. So good for her. I'd be surprised. I thought she was kind of out of the game and didn't want to make content anymore. I haven't spoken with her in a long ass time. But it's surprising news to me.
I think that you guys did really amazing things for each other in your life and on your journey. And I'm glad that that happened because obviously Jenna became Jenna. But I think that that also brought so much to you because as a I think I was probably maybe my sophomore year of college or something when I saw her first video. And that's actually what led me to Barstool. And I was with a bunch of girls who were from Boston. And you know,
you're
what
in
I mean?
The extreme minority of that. Like, she blew up so big, not a lot of people realize like that when that happened, she was an employee of ours. But yes, we definitely, well, I certainly helped her, but I guess she got us some notoriety. My big thing, and I don't get, like, I was happy, and this is old history. Like, I looked at her talent contract when she went to LA. Like, I was happy for her. It wasn't our demo. Mm-hmm. I got mad that when she left, I thought she was a little weird how she left and said, I don't know. I'm not going to go back into it. It's past history, and we are cool now. I'm surprised to see her name, but good for her.
She's been off the internet for 2 years. Have you heard or seen her, Gabby?
No, I haven't spoken to her, but I think that she probably just like needed her space. Like I kind of saw when she kind of like tapped out in the way that she did, like it was because, you know, she just didn't, she was kind of being held to old videos. Yeah. And she was just like, I think she and I are like a lot of the same and there's like a lot of sensitivity there. And I think with this weird thing of trying to grow up as a human in the public eye, like Jenna started when she was somebody very different than the Jenna I got to know. And I'm sure the Jenna that I haven't even seen in so long is completely different. You know what I mean? But when you're trying to be that same person on the camera all the time, it's like this very stifling, like stagnant feeling of like, who the fuck am I? So I imagine she just wanted to take a step back to like, be her own self and live for herself and exist for herself and her family and her pets. And now if she hosts a late night show, it's such a different environment. Like she's not, oh fuck, I have to be Jenna Marbles and be a personality every week and try to find something interesting to do. She's just like doing her fucking thing, interviewing guests, probably doing a monologue, whatever the format would be, you know? I think it'd be cool. I expect
Jenna
it.
Also had one of the faster rises to fame that you can, like she became, I don't want to say overnight, but close to overnight sensation.
Mm-hmm. OG YouTuber.
YouTuber and blew up.
She's the blueprint, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, she really is. Not intentionally, but it like just, she went nuts like that. I remember when the first one happened, her first video that went crazy is how to trick a guy into like thinking you're good looking. She put all this makeup on and it was like 40 million views on YouTube. It just went nuts. And we weren't sure. We're like, is this a one hit wonder? But every video after that was just huge. And she did change a lot. I think she was finding herself a lot in the beginning. I mean, when I found her, she was like a promo girl working in a tanning salon, and she really did become kind of the blueprint. So
Go she just has the it factor, and she has a good heart. So
I hope this like is when true. The show,
which part? The her game, getting the show,
the talk show. Yeah,
yeah, that'd be tight. That'd be really tight.
So this is news to me as well. Tana made a podcast episode apologizing to me.
I saw that title. I haven't seen or heard anything from the podcast though.
Me either.
Tana said Dave's rant was a wake-up call and that this experience really changed her. Let's hear it. I got to hear this.
Yeah, just play the clip. Do you think this is just another Tana being Tana moment?
No, I just want to publicly apologize once again.
Oh, no.
To Dave Portnoy.
Yeah, I am not on her team.
I was sick, but canceling an hour before is absolutely unacceptable. I think it took Dave Portnoy calling me like a clown, idiot, whore, hooker who just sucks dick for clout.
I do like the approach he took. He really went in.
Like, it made me like really step back for a second and be like, obviously it has always been a part of my image to be a little,
it's not a quirk. A it's not a defect.
I'm 100% a defect. It was just a wake up call. It was 100% just like, okay, you can't act like this. And it's good that someone called you out for it, especially Dave Portnoy, because like his words mean something to me. I do think
that's the thing that it hurts way more because I feel like all of us like really like respect Dave Portnoy.
You have it.
Who was on the couch with her?
Her friend. That's her friend that does like the podcast with her.
Oh, word.
Yeah. See, there. That's like cheat code because everyone knows if you're nice to me, then I start being nice back.
Yeah, so they listen. They listen to what you said. Now like, I'm a nice guy.
Well, we'll
to nice
see if
people.
She changes.
It's like my kryptonite. Like, just be nice to him, and then he turns into a big ball of mush. It's the people who aren't nice. Like my prickles come out, and I get meaner and meaner. All right, we'll see how that goes. Topanga trends on Twitter. I love Topanga, by the way. Jack Harlow featured Danielle Fishel, the actress that played Topanga, in his album teaser clip. That's awesome. Do you guys even know who Topanga is? Or I'm the
like Boy Meets World? Yeah, Boy Meets World Topanga. Yeah. She was like my childhood crush, dude. She was like my childhood crush.
There's a girl on TikTok who I dead ass saw her in my feed a while ago. And there was zero question in my mind that that was Topanga's daughter. Like, I didn't even think to look it up because I was like, oh, cool. Topanga's daughter has a TikTok now. It's not. She just looks exactly like her. So there's a modern day Topanga out there. Yeah. I wish I could remember her name. She's stunning.
I may have told this story. Back in early Barstool, we used to do these events where I'd have like different celebrities. And we had Topanga come to like one of our events. And
what's her real name? We gotta stop calling her Topanga.
No, you think we think you advertise that like Danielle Fisher? No, it's like Topanga's coming to this Mardi Gras party. So,
oh yeah.
Oh, I know this one.
Topanga showed up. I was wearing a brown shirt, and somebody there was an old website called Hot Chicks with Douchebags, and they just put on there Topanga with a potato. It was. I cut so deep.
That hurt. But
I did look. It may have even said a fat potato.
Did you cry, Loki?
No, I was like, I laughed. It was funny.
When was the last time you cried? And don't lie.
Ooh. Maybe when my dog died.
Fuck. When was that?
Like 3 years ago.
Well, hey.
When's the last time you cried? I don't know. Like 3 years ago?
What about you, Josh?
What the fuck?
When's the last time I cried? Yeah. Probably like Nessa. Maybe like 8 months. Yeah, like Nessa, probably the Nessa situation was we've been.
You guys go that long without crying? Bree, do you cry?
See, I'm not a crier, but I cry when I watch things. Like I'll cry at every show that I watch.
Oh, well come on. That's different.
But
though.
I have
that's
like a defect
crying.
Where I can't cry
yeah,
when
I
my
actually
emotions.
I do cry at movies, so that I'm
that's
sure
different
I have.
Though.
That's
yeah.
when
different,
I, that's
though.
When I let
I don't
it
know
all
if,
out.
It's not like you're bawling, though. You're not
no,
like...
No, you try to choke it in, and it's just like...
Yeah, you're like, oh, shit, I got a tear coming.
Man,
yeah.
Y'all got to fucking cry.
I cried tears of joy when I got my kittens a couple weeks ago.
That's beautiful. Fun! Okay. Did you get two of them?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Shout out, Mango and Holly.
Have you had cats before, or these are your first?
No, these are my first. I'm a mother now.
Oh, my God. Life is about to get so much better for you. Cats are so good.
I wonder, did you have to go? By the way, if you have cats, I think you're crazy, but that's fine.
Yep, dog.
I used to think the same thing, and then I got them, and I'm like, damn, these things are cute.
They're majestic as fuck.
They definitely, like, plot against you. We're all
yeah, they hate humans.
No,
they don't like their humans.
That's absolutely not true.
They sleep on me all day long. They chase me to the bathroom.
Dogs are loyal.
My cats treat me exactly like dogs do. They come up. They play fetch. They like treats. They come when I call them. They lay next to me for pets. Like, they're awesome.
They know how to play the person.
If you have a shitty cat, it's because you have no idea how to take care of a cat. And that's point blank, period.
How long have you had your cats for?
2 years.
They were probably the one feeding your enemies information.
yep.
So, Josh, you went to your first bar mitzvah. Is this Adam Sandler's daughters?
Yeah, it was crazy.
How'd you get there?
Mia, actually. Mia invited me. They're family friends with them. And then Adam's... I was with Mia at Stagecoach. Adam's daughter ended up FaceTiming Mia and was like, yo, you're with Josh. What the heck? And then I started like talking to her, just being like, what's up? And then they were like, we have my bar mitzvah this weekend. You guys should come. And then I was like, I'll come. And
wait, so, you went to Adam Sandler's daughter's bar mitzvah?
Yeah.
Or bat mitzvah?
Bat mitzvah, yeah.
That's incredible.
It was really cool. It was a lot of fun. Wow. Halsey performed. Then like Charlie Puth performed. It
what?
Was like,
that's
yeah,
sick.
It was nuts. It was
did you,
nuts.
Did
it was
you talk
nuts.
To Adam
I saw
himself?
Taylor. Yeah. He came up to me and was like, dude, thank you for being awesome with my kids
Adam
and everything.
Guy.
Yeah, I
like
want to know every detail.
Yeah. That's yep. And let me tell you, Bree.
It's kind of a dickhead by you not to like FaceTime.
Yeah.
Well, what I talked to him for a split second. Like, he was running around the event, like, making sure everything was going great for
his
daughter.
I have an Adam
like,
Sandler story that I really want to share when you're done.
I mean, that was Let's pretty much it. I went to the bat mitzvah. Yeah. I said hi and did my thing, took some videos. That's pretty much it all.
Adam Sandler is on my list of the ultimate coolest celebrities to have met in person. I went to Love an that. Event. I think it was, like, the Joe Dirt 2 premiere or some shit. And Adam Sandler was there, and I was just standing there with a couple of friends. This was like years ago. And he just came for no fucking reason at all, just walked over to me and my group of friends and was like, hi, I'm Adam. It's so good to meet you. And I was like, that was the most unnecessary ass peaceful shit
what
that
a guy.
I've ever experienced.
He is really good. Legend. He is a really cool guy.
So fucking really humble. Cool Will Smith, too. He was turned around. He was sitting in front of me in the event.
Stand for Will Smith now.
I could talk about Will Smith.
I do like Will Smith too. So
how can anyone can I say something about Will Smith right now?
Yo, hurt people, Dave.
No,
the guy's under facts, a lot of abuse at home.
Realize.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a theory about Will Smith. Can I talk about it?
Yeah, he's crazy.
No, but
I think his wife made him crazy.
I think that he is going through, you know, I don't want to speculate on marital issues, but what I think the trigger was, I think it went a lot deeper, because if you listen to his speech after where he was apologizing, the things that he was saying were very kind of like poignant to the thing that only him and other people in his circle would know. Like, he started talking about how he felt his calling from God to protect his people. So we're talking about a situation where another black man who knows their family well commented on a black woman's hair, who obviously is sensitive about it, whether it was an overreaction or not, you know, that's not really debatable. Of course it was an overreaction, but I think that he was coming from a place of, I think that he's probably experiencing a lot of emotions right now. And he was just like, why is my fucking homie on stage right now? This person who knows that I'm going through this shit. Why? He's already made a joke before. We've already talked about this. Why is he doing this now? And then with like everything, I just got really triggered when he said he was answering his calling to God to protect his people. And then Denzel kind of pipes in with his like, it's when you're at the top that the devil will come and get you. So like he had a real spiritual moment at that. Thing right. That nobody's really looking at, you know.
I mean, I think he just might have realized he like fucked up,
but like, it's the thing that emotionally triggered him to get to that point. Like, there's just so much context that we will never know.
Well, yeah,
you should have brought it on.
I mean, I love Will Smith.
That doesn't make Will Smith excuse.
No, that's what I'm saying. I love Will Smith, but that's why this one was like, I can't say he's in the right here. Like, no. I love Will Smith. But wrong.
Like, and to be honest, I mean, if we're being told, I get what you're saying, but I've heard people who have committed like some of the greatest atrocities in the history of the human race be like, well, I had a calling from God. So, I mean.
Yeah. Oh, no, don't get me wrong. He clearly did something very wrong here and he knew it immediately. I just feel like I always feel bad whenever there's some type of emotion that has overcome somebody so much to the point that he just fucked up his whole life. You know what I mean? It's not okay what he did. He is going to have to pay the consequences of that for a long time. But I think it goes beyond.
I don't even know that he is, by the way.
Like, I think he's like banned. I think he's banned from like the ground.
Who cares?
Like, banned Oscars. Yeah. Oscars, like, that's it.
Oscars, yeah.
Like, he gives a fuck about. Yeah, like, he gives a fuck about that.
I think he's going to be paying for this for a long time because he fucked up. He's going to pay for it forever. That's his fucking legacy. He spent his entire fucking...
I think
fucking...
people kind of forget about it.
Nah, man.
It's like Kanye West.
I mean, people remember it, but I don't, like...
It's not going to be like oh, you suck at movies
I think
and
in
acting
like
now.
10 years, yeah, he's still, like... His legacy is, to me, always going to be in my era, like the fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
Like, that's who... this last one, TikTok insiders think Josh likes Dave's tweet about Jay Nessa, but it's about a little Barstool office drama that we had going on.
I saw
on.
That.
Yeah. No. I didn't know that someone thought that. We had a
lot of TikTok insiders is like the biggest, like I guess, like drama page for TikTok. Like they have like probably like
I can't
over
believe
a quarter
that
million
exists.
Followers. So crazy. Like everyone was freaking out thinking that's what you were tweeting about. But
no, there's a lot of Barstool drama.
There is.
So what's going on in Barstool?
You want to give the rundown, Dave?
Yeah, I can do it fast. And I think Bree, are we on opposite pages here?
You give your take, and then I'll give you mine.
Okay.
Ooh.
So basically what we have is we had a Barstool relationship, a guy who worked for me dating a girl who worked for me 4 years, very serious. Like
office relationship.
4 fucking years?
It's a long time.
Four years. They broke up, 8 months ago, 9 months ago, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Civil, together.
Mutual.
Mutual, yep.
That's
and
good.
And then... this past Saturday night, it came out that the girl was dating another guy in the office. The guy actually sits next to the ex-boyfriend.
Dude, this is synchronicity. That's some crazy shit.
All hell broke loose. Now, to give you the background, I am very friendly with the guy. The guy was one of my original guys. He's like a little brother to me.
Wait, the other man or the original boyfriend?
The original boyfriend.
Got it.
Like he was with me in Milton, and he's just one of my guys. So I basically was public saying scumbag move by the girl and the guy. The girl, Rhea, told Hank a couple weeks ago is happening. I don't think that matters. Like, what are you supposed to say then? And I think the whole thing sucks, and I won't let Marty be any content with me moving forward. Yes, you like who you like, but there's always a point where you make a decision. It's like, am I going to let this continue, or am I going to remove myself and stop it? Yeah, and I think the reactions had to be very predictable. Like, I don't think either of them can be caught off guard by my reaction, by Dan, who Big Cat, who's huge with us. I think it's like, what did you expect? We love Hank. He's our guy. I actually really did like Marty, and I like Rhea too. But I put it in my shoes. Like, if
you were Hank, you would want your boys riding with you.
And I'm treating it like this. I can't imagine dating somebody for 4 years. It's hard enough to break up. You don't want to see that person again. They already have to see each other because they work. But then to be sitting next to the guy she's now fucking every day.
Yeah.
Like, that's
the most fucked up part to me. Just that they sat next to each other.
That's like worse than prison.
Are these on camera?
But Rhea's my girl. Just like Hank's your guy. So obviously, I think it's fucked up.
There's a million guys and girls in the world. Like, office romance, and I don't care if people are hooking up in the office. You shouldn't. It always gets messy. But when you have a serious 4-year relationship, to me, those two people are become asexual at the office. They're off limits to everybody because it's just too convoluted. So
that was a bad move. That was not a smart move.
That's tough.
I wonder if into that.
I mean, I think it had to. I think they're hiding it for a while. I think the timeline's off, but to me, the timeline doesn't really matter. So she's your girl, Rhea. Bree, so what's your?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I agree. I think that to be smart, they should have just not done that because they knew what the reaction was going to be.
Correct.
But then at the end of the day, it's like, you love who you love. If they really say they love each other, they're going to do it. I don't know.
Marriage or bust in my mind.
Yeah, me too. But
then you have to get married.
So. Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
Listen, if it works out, your soulmate's like, all right, it's worth it. I totally agree. Things get messy, but there's always a point before that when you're just being selfish. It's like, okay, you're going down a path. You both know it. You know it's the wrong path, but you do it anyways. And then it becomes too big and things get fucked up. Yeah. But
I think it's also hard in the Barstool world, though. Like, these people kind of aren't just your coworkers. They're like your life. Like, they're everyone here, like, hangs out and they're all friends. And it's like, it kind of just all meshes in. It's not like a normal 9-to-5 where you can
I agree with that.
You can't like separate from the friend group you could in a regular situation. Yeah, you're kind of all stuck together. Yeah.
In a perfect world, they just should have probably never started to make it easy.
Correct. Yeah. And like I said, the reactions are pretty. I'm not going to talk about it too much more. I had them on my show today. We'll see. We'll see how it unfolds. But it's been a drama-filled 48 hours.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. There hasn't been Barstool drama
only
in a while.
48 hours? Jesus, that's fresh.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, no, it just happened. It literally like just
leaked.
Broke.
Reddit leaked.
I feel like the internet's getting a little crazy going into summer. You know, it's kind of like it's about to be a crazy summer about to happen.
I'm getting 2016 vibes.
Yeah. And I do. Wow. I view it. It's what I said earlier in the show. Like for Hank, it's like I view it as though it happened to me. And
I said, that's your guy.
I asked Marty. It's like, listen, if I broke up with Silvana and somebody started dating her at Barstool, I'd fucking hate them.
Josh starts dating Silvana.
Yeah, I'd kill you. I'd cut your guts.
I mean, I would expect you to. I would expect that to happen.
Again,
where
that's
is
why
Bree
I think
right
I would
now?
Expect you to take one of those champagne bottles, just 100%. You know what I'm saying?
Where is everybody right now? Because
I'm in New York City.
Oh, and then where are you, Dave?
Right now I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
So do you just kind of like hop around? Because you guys are never in the same room.
No. Dave's always hopping around. You know?
We used to be. I do half the year in Florida, half in New York.
Cool. I was just curious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I think that's pretty much everything. Thanks for joining, Gabby.
Whoop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, you have so many pages you threw on the floor. I feel bad.
No, that's just like how I kind of like cycle through them.
It's okay, cool. Yeah. Did I like shut down too many of your things?
No. That's like my process of like, oh, we got this page. Okay, done.
Cool.
Same.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on, Gabby. Beauty.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Sorry that I didn't answer the questions that you wanted.
Now we're all going to go save the earth and shit.
So. I hope. Yeah. That'd be tight.
Woohoo. Cool. See you guys.
No worries.
See ya.
See ya.